Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. A little cooler today, though. Let's have a look at the sports headlines. Herald Sun in Melbourne, the AFL selection calls, X factors, what will decide the cutthroat semi-finals, Dockers or Cats, Lions or Crows, as there are no more second chances for those four teams. Daily Telegraph in Sydney and the Courier Mail in Brisbane, it's all about the NRL, with PNG in danger of becoming the NRL's villain by rubbing in tax-free riches as they overtly cherry-pick some of rugby league's best players. Talk about going from hero to villain. Rugby union, well, the Wallabies' second test against Argentina in Mendoza finished in a 28-all draw, but the Wallabies claimed their first away series win in Argentina. It was the fourth draw between the two nations. Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, the men's A-grade grand final on Saturday, went to extra time with University defeating Maroochydore 40-38. Maroochydore scored 6-5, but 3 penalty goals by Uni proved the difference. Blake Miller, 2 for Maroochydore. Reserve grade went to Brothers, and the women's, that went to Noosa 24-15. And Olivia Waldron, 2 conversions for Noosa. Well done to all the teams there. Well, the weekend, the Birdsville races were on, and the 100-person population increased to over 7,000 for the event, and it was 144 years of racing in the heart of outback of Queensland. 13-race program, and in a tightly contested Birdsville Cup, trainer Lockie Mazelman took the honours with Rahiti after his father John took out top honours in 2025. Hello World came in second with Testata Silence third, but the fashions on the field certainly caught everyone's attention. In the AFL, final series, not a good weekend for the Lions after they were thumped by the Swans on Saturday at the SCG 141-88. And for the Swans, Logan McDonald bagged 6 goals. Hawthorn defeated the Dockers, previously undefeated at home in Perth. And Geelong eliminated Carlton, Adelaide ousted the Western Bulldogs. So it's do or die for both teams, as we said, the Lions and the Dockers. The Dockers, they'll take on Geelong on Friday night in Perth, winner to play the Swans. And Saturday at the Gabba, the Lions will take on Adelaide with the winner to play Hawthorn. In the local AFL, well, the preliminary final next Saturday, the two winners going to the grand final, Palm Beach will take on Surfers Paradise and Redbank will take on Morningside. And in the QAFL women's grand final yesterday, Bond University 40 defeated Southport 22. In the US Open tennis, well done to Sunshine Coast 25-year-old Dane Sweeney. He made it into the third round before losing to Italian Luciano Dardigeri in 3 sets in 2.25 hours. And Sweeney was the last remaining Aussie in either the men's or women's singles draw. Picked up $403,000. Well done, Dane. In basketball, well, the Aples, the women's team there, the Aussies, they're in Berlin for the World Cup. They defeated Puerto Rico in their first game. Steph Talbot, player of the match, and they defeated Turkey yesterday. Take on Belgium today. Queenslander Mila Sawa made her Aussie debut. And in the NBL, of course, the pre-season blitz in Bendigo's concluded. Round 1, 19th of September. Kings will take on Cairns on Sunday the 20th, and the Bullets will take on New Zealand on Tuesday the 22nd. So looking forward to that as well. And the wheelchair men's and women's championships in Canada, they start this week. Good luck to the Aussie gliders and rollers. Talking some cricket, well done to Caboolture's Jaden Goffin on his selection in the Sunshine Coast Open men's team for the Masters Country Challenge. And congratulations to Caboolture's Ben Thorburn, Ellie Jenkinson and Ben Cohen on their selection in the under-15 Sunshine Coast Junior Representative Cricket Team. In football soccer, we mentioned last Monday that newly promoted Hull City were 2-2. Well, now they're still undefeated after 3 rounds. They had a nil or draw against Aston Villa. Man City, you should say, and Arsenal top of the ladder with 3 from 3. Hull City third on 7 points. And Hull will take on Chelsea in round 4. Chelsea in fourth spot, should be a great game. Now next Saturday, all of the Queensland soccer, the NPL and the FQPL1, all the grand finals will be on, starting at 11 o'clock with the men's Division 1 there, Brisbane Strikers against Broadbeach United. 1:30 in the women, North Lakes will take on Caboolture, local derby. At 4:30 in the women, Gold Coast Knights will take on Eastern Suburbs. And in the main game at 7 p.m, Lions FC will take on Peninsula Power. All those games at Spencer Park, big weekend for local ball soccer. In netball, the Premier Netball Series there, and looking forward to seeing how Moreton City Pulse, they'll go against Redlands against next Sunday, in the men's netball grand final. Good luck. And if you're looking for something a little bit different, catch the TV on Friday morning when the LA Rams and the San Francisco 49ers, that's right, American football teams, first ever NFL's regular season game in Australia at the MCG, and that's part of a 3-day fan festival. Looking forward to seeing how that progresses. In athletics, well done to all of the Australian athletes who competed in the final series of the Diamond League in Brussels over the weekend. they had qualified. So congratulations to all of the 13 Aussies who were in action, and let's see what happens when the series resumes. In rugby league, well, congratulations to Darius Boyd on being appointed as the Queensland State of Origin coach for the next 2 years. Boyd played 28 State of Origin games and 337 NRL matches with three clubs. All the best, Darius. In the NRL, round 27, final competition round saw the Broncos 34 defeat the Bulldogs 20, Dolphins defeated the Titans, and the Raiders hammered the Cowboys in a game of touch. And well done to Kobe Black, debuting for the Raiders. Scored 2 tries and 9 goals, 26 points on debut. Left the Broncos in November last year, but they're missing that. In the NRL, well, the semis, Friday night elimination, Rabbits against the Knights, Saturday the qualifier, New Zealand against the Dolphins, and then the elimination, Sharks will take on the Cowboys, and Sunday qualifier, Panthers will take on the Roosters. In the local competition, the men's A grade, well, Caloundra defeated the Stanley River yesterday, I should say, 26-22 in the preliminary final. So in the men's A grade, Coolum will take on Caloundra in the grand final next Sunday. And in the women, Caboolture will take on Kawana. Good luck to those teams. And congratulations to all the 13 junior grand final winners who played on Saturday at Nambour. Can't mention them all, but well done to Mauritius Boys under 17 Division 1 Premiers and Caloundra Sharks in the under 17 Girls. Listeners, have a great week. Look forward to your company again next Monday. Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.